Today is the very beginning of your journey, or day in the spirit world. In preparation for a journey, I would like for you to take some time right now to go outside where you live, to go outside, outdoors, and to spend about 10 to 15 minutes just walking around, whether it's in the city or it's in a country setting, it doesn't matter. I just want you to go outside and to begin in a way to experience the outdoors with a different perspective. I want you, as you walk outside and take your steps outside, to connect with the atmosphere, connect with the trees, flowers. You can even connect, if you're in the city, with the sounds of the city. The idea of this exercise is to start to open up your perception. I just want you to become connected, blend, if you will, with the air, the waves of wind. Perhaps if you're in a country setting, urban setting, somehow you can sit down on the grass and become connected to the beautiful blades of grass. Or perhaps you can look over at a tree, become connected with the tree. Try to become one with the tree. Become one with the blades of grass. Become one with the wind, one with the leaves. Imagine as you step outside and take each step that you walk into the oneness, the connection of one force, of one source, that there is no separation, that you are connected to the all, that it's just one power, one energy, and that with each step you take, you are bringing your mind into a state that you are connected to all. Even if each step is on cement, below that cement is the earth. So with each step, connect to the feeling of being part of the earth, deeper within, to Gaia, Mother Earth. You are part of the earth and part of the cosmos. Connect with the oneness of the earth, the oneness of the cosmos. Even as you look into the sky, perhaps you'll see clouds. Try to become the cloud. Try to become the wind. What does it feel like to be the wind, to be a cloud? What does it feel like to be part of the earth, the trees, the grass, the plants, the flowers? Your perception shifts. Your sense of reality shifts. You can become one. Try, make an attempt to open up the mind that you can become just this one energy, that there is no separation between the clouds, the sky, the earth energy. It's all one energy. One long breath in and breath out. The rhythm of all life, the oneness of all life. Try, as you take your walk, to have the sense that you are connected to this oneness. There is no separation. The only separation is what you think. If you think there is no separation, there'll be no separation. Try to use your imagination that you are connected to all things, almost like a big circle. No beginning and no end. You are connected to one. You are connected to all. Don't let yourself get into the state of the human, having to judge, having to criticize, having to think, having fear. Just let that go. Try and let that go and use your imagination. The more you think you can't, then the more you can. So try, just be. Just feel what it's like to bring your mind into all of these elements of life that is right outside from the indoors where you spend most of your time. So this exercise is connecting to the oneness, connecting to the world outside and all its various elements, which appear to be separate from you, but are truly connected to you. Connect to this oneness. Good. So now we're back in our space. Make sure that you're back to your wonderful sacred space where you do your work, you do meditations, where you'll be taking this course. Make sure, of course, once again, that the room, the space that you're in is a room, space where you will not be interrupted by outside noises, outside voices, other people, telephones, cell phones, computers. Make sure it's silent if you can. This is your time, so make sure that you give yourself this time to have this experience, because you want the most from this experience. So we want to make sure that all the outside disturbances are limited. And as you hear my voice, throughout the course, I'm going to guide you, just like I did last night in the introduction. I'm going to guide you along this journey to the worlds beyond, the worlds which are around us, not far, far away, but interweave within us and around us. So when you get to the sacred space and it's secure, you can sit down in a chair that you'd like to use for the remainder of this course, or you can lie down on the floor, on a bed. Just make sure you're comfortable. That's the most important thing. You can use a pillow behind your head. Make sure you relax. And sometimes people will say to me in my meditations and my mind journeys or immersions that they've fallen asleep consciously. That is fine, because on another level, your soul will experience it. Your subconscious will experience it and give it to you consciously at the right times. But I have a feeling, I assure you, that most of you will remember it by just using the sound of my voice as a guide. So, as you are in this space now, whether lying down or sitting down, I just want you to bring attention now with your mind. Close your eyes, turning out the external world. And as we close off the external world, we go to the inner world, the beautiful world of your soul. Become aware of the physical vessel that your soul is in right now, where your soul resides. And become aware, as I speak to you, and bring into your awareness different parts of the body. Just see that, acknowledge it, and let it go. So I just want you now to become aware of your feet, your toes, your ankles, your feet. What does it feel like? From the inside out, the muscles, the tendons, the bones there, the skeletal bones, the fibers, just being aware of that. And as you are aware of that, I often will say, bring gratitude to that area of the body that you bring into your mind. Now going to the lower legs and calves, the skeletal part of you, the muscular part of you, the nervous part of you, bring gratitude and awareness to that part of the body. Then to the knees and the thighs, bring an awareness there. And thanking, having gratitude for that part of the body that helps you to have this physical existence. Then going a little higher to the buttocks and lower pelvic area and the front as well, front pelvis. Gratitude, blessings, thankfulness. And then to the lower back and all the organs also, the kidneys and stomach and all the areas there, the liver, the gallbladder, pancreas, sexual organs, all the different organs. We have gratitude. We acknowledge them and have gratitude for help that they give to the physical body. Lower back, skeletal area, lower spine. Thank, give gratitude. and in the back, let's go to the mid-back now, and become aware of the spine, all the vertebrae, the muscles, the tendons that make up the spinal cord, the nerves, the fibers. We thank and give gratitude for all these elements which bring structure to the physical body. Help us to live this human life. Going up the spine now to the shoulder area, your shoulders, the back of your shoulder blades, all those areas there, the rhomboid area. We thank and have gratitude for that area of the back, giving a structure, helping us to suspend ourselves, to rise up, to become aware, to use it. The soul may have a physical structure. Of course, now, going down the arms, the biceps and triceps, and the forearms, becoming aware of that area of the body, and thanking that area of the body, the muscles, the tendons, the bones, down to the hands and the fingers, each finger. You just pay attention, bring a mindfulness to each of the fingers, the bones, the tendons, the nerves, the skin, the thanks and praise. Good. Going back up to the neck now. All the parts of the neck, the front of the neck, the back of the neck, the muscles, the fibers, the skeletal part of the vertebra. Thanking that area. The chest area, the ribs, the sternum, all the frontal part of the body there, chest cavity, bringing gratitude, mindfulness, thanking, appreciation to that. Good. And the top of the head, the back of the skull, the top of the head, thanking, and also the brain, all the organs, the eyes, nose, tongue, being aware of your mouth, being aware of the whole facial cranial area, thanking, blessing the ears as well. Good. And what we're going to do now, as we've acknowledged each part of the physical human body, nerves, tendons, muscles, fibers, thank gratitude, we realize that we are souls encased in this human body. And we can leave the human body anytime we choose, by our thoughts, by our awareness. Where we place our thoughts, where we place our awareness, the level of consciousness which we find ourselves in. So right now, I'm just going to give you a key, a way that you can use anytime you like to become aware that you can leave this body by just using the breath. I just want you to use the breath along with your imagination. And as you breathe, as you inhale, I want you to inhale this beautiful color of light, as we did in the introduction, a beautiful color of light of your soul. And what I want you here to do is, as you inhale, I want you to illuminate each part of the body that you just acknowledged, and just imagine that the body itself too is light, that you light up the entire body. And when you exhale, I just want you to feel a sensation that light of the body leaves through the top of the head and out, top of the head and out of the top of the body. Maybe 2 feet, 3 feet, doesn't matter. Just with each exhalation, the more we leave the physical body. So we begin with inhale, and inhale the light. Inhale, and every part of the body is lit up, and slowly exhale. For right now, just do that. I just want you to have a feeling of lighting up the body, and inhale. Illuminate each part and exhale. Good. And again, now we're going to inhale. Illuminate every part of the body, every muscle, every fiber, every nerve, every bone, every muscle, and exhale. Good. and try to imagine now that you are this beautiful being of light, which you are. And as you inhale, you're going to again bring in more light. And now as we exhale, we're going to begin to have an awareness that this light leaves the body through the top of the head. We can just go out, exit the body, just 1 foot or 2 foot at a time. That's fine. So inhale this light. Lighten up the body. And now exhale. Good. And imagine an outline of your body going out of the top of the head. And just imagine that there's an outline of your body, almost as if your feet are sitting on top of your physical shoulders, that a light body is sitting on top of the physical body. And with each exhalation, that vision gets stronger. So inhale light. And now exhale. Lighting outside of the body, stepping out of the body, feet on your shoulders. Imagine that awareness. Imagine that you are that light stepping outside the body. Good. Let's do it again. Inhale. And exhale. Out of the body. Good. Still being aware that you're partly in the body, but that your awareness is stepping outside the body. Outside the space above the body. 2 feet, 3 feet, 4 feet. Doesn't matter. Just having the sense of the space above the physical body, that you, with each exhalation, go further and further outside of the physical body. Let's try it again. And inhale, it's light. And exhale. Good. Out of the body, out to the space above you, fully out to the space above you. You are a light body outside the space above you. Good. Inhale. And now exhale or expand. Expand that light out. You're stepping out higher and higher out of the body. Good. Good. Just having the space, just the awareness that you are more than the physical body. You are free. You're expanded. You're outside that body. Great. I'm just going to stay with you now in that state for just a little bit. Repeat that as often as you like. You can stop the tape anytime you like and just repeat the inhalation and the exhalation. And I'll work a little bit with you too. And inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. And inhale. Exhale. Out of the body. Good, 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 good. And now, as you are out of the physical awareness, now you're in the space which is above and all around you. Try to imagine your beautiful light, your beautiful colors that you are. Try to imagine the beautiful light, the beautiful colors that you are. So as you become mindful of your body, we're just going to use the expansion, whether that is a sense of a tree, that you become the tree and you expand toward the sun. The branches go higher and higher toward the sun, toward the light. Or just a sense maybe even of an elevator, that you're going higher and higher. Just begin to, with each breath, bring your mind to a sensation that you're going higher and higher, and that you're going outside the body, outside the confines of the body, reaching up, imagining reaching up higher and higher. And I want you to just feel the space as you did yesterday when you walked outside. You felt the space, the air, the currents, the temperature, the textures. Same thing here. Your mind can feel the various levels as you progress with each breath. Let yourself expand higher and higher with your beautiful soul light, your soul colors of light, unique to yourself. And just imagine now that there is a sort of tunnel or a sense of this circular sphere that draws you to it, that pulls you to it, that you float with your mind to this magnet, this sphere of light. You feel a connection there. You feel drawn up. Your soul, its beautiful colors, your soul is drawn to this light. It feels as if you're going higher and higher, walking up a mountain or going up a tree or going up an elevator or even an escalator, and higher and higher up this staircase. Just having that sensation, letting your mind take you to a space, to an awareness, to a realization that you're expanding higher and higher toward this lovely golden white light. And as you get closer with your thoughts, with your imagination, to this circular light, there's a sensation of going through this tunnel, drawing you to this light, going through the tunnel. And as you get closer to this light, you feel a sensation of love, a sense of completedness, a sense of fullness, a sense of awareness, a sense of familiarity. You've been here before, you've felt this before, you've been in these circumstances. And as you go closer and closer now into this light, into this beautiful, pulsating, golden, loving light, feel the love from this light, a love like you've never felt before in the human world that you remember. This beautiful sense of peace, tranquility, as you go into the light, blend now with this light. Blend with this light as you feel now that you're at the very top of a staircase, of a tree, of a mountain, and just going into this light, you begin to see, as you go into this light, structures, gardens, muted but slowly coming into focus. And they are made of materials not found on the earth world. For this now you've crossed over into the spiritual levels, into a spirit world, into a world which is all around us, but at a very different vibratory rate. So look around and become aware of the various buildings, the structures. Some appear as if they're made from crystals or glass. Beautiful colors too, rose, and there's quartz, pinks, beautiful yellows, purples, indigos, pastels, light blues and golds all around. Everything is perfectly spaced out in ratio to the land that it's on. There are beautiful gardens of flowers, some flowers you've never seen before on the earth. These designs, these matrix, intricate designs. Lovely, lovely vines and flowers. Everything has a purpose. Everything has a reason for being. Everything, as you look around, seems natural. So try to create within your mind now this space and this place, this beautiful light city, this lovely light city which pulsates. There's a purpose, there's a reason. And you become aware now that there are also other beings, other souls, because you see the colors of their souls. You see these beautiful blues and purples and mixtures of all these colors, these forms, these people walking around, all different types of people walking around, conversing, talking to each other. Perhaps some are sitting down on a bench or sitting, talking, discussing, sharing love, sharing their awareness, sharing insights. For this space that you have come to now is a reception space. It's a space, the beginning of the spiritual level, the spiritual world, where souls go to connect, to communicate with loved ones and with guides. Just let yourself become aware what it feels like, what you sense, and just walk around now. Have a sensation you're walking around, and you can be in robes or clothing that is natural to you. Natural to your feeling of your soul. robes, uniforms, whatever you feel is natural to your soul, that is fine. Everything is in perfect harmony. Everything is as it should be. So look around and gather into your thoughts, into your mind, these beautiful vistas, these beautiful spaces and places, buildings, clothed in lovely colors of the rainbow, radiant. For this, some refer to as also the promised land, the summer land, the spirit land, the land of light. It's as if we've walked into the heart. We've walked into the heart. Just feel the love of all the flowers, trees, meadows, what appears to be grass, flowers still growing in front of you, feeling the love that they have to live life, to grow. This is a space and a place where people love life. And you notice then, off into the distance, to the left side, there appears to be a soul who stands there, who you know. You're drawn to them, and just walk toward them right now. And that appears to be the person that you've asked for, the person that you sent out the thought and the intention of meeting you, that you want to talk to discuss, to communicate once again, to connect and to share. To connect and share once again. And see them now. And sit down on the bench with them. And communicate with them, soul to soul, heart to heart. They look very different now. They look much younger, more vibrant, full of life. And for just a few moments here, you have time. You have time just to sit, to speak, to share, to communicate with them. So take the time now, as long as you need, to stop the tape, the audio, and just speak with them for a little bit. Your loved one shares with you so many things, so many insights that they want you to know about the relationship with you, how they've missed you. Perhaps some have regrets, some insights about different things, about different people. But they say, hold on, you'll see others in just a short time. But right now, I want to give you two items. This one item is a flower, a special flower that's grown there in those spiritual levels. I want you to look and see the structure of that flower. See the color of the flower, the structure of that flower, the shape of the flower. Hold it in your hand and become very aware that this is a flower that they have created for you, they have made for you. Good. The next thing they present to you, a gift they present to you, is one single word. One word. Let them give you a word. Place the word in your hands. Whether it makes sense or doesn't to you, that's fine. They're doing it for a reason. So I want you to take that one word and bring that word into your heart. And that's your association with that soul. That word is an association. That flower is an association. Good. So now you know that whenever you are in the human life, your day-to-day human life, that you know that this loved one is with you by using this word. And as you look and see this loved one, become aware of their beautiful colors that you haven't seen before. The possibilities. Have they changed? What do they need to tell you? They say there's so much more. And you hold their hand. Good. And just feel their love. And so it is. The next part of this exercise is for you to use that word, to write it down, that word, and become aware of how often you see that word in everyday life, that your mind is drawn to that word, and you become aware each day how often you can see that word. And the next part of the exercise is for you to become aware of that flower and try to discover that flower from your day-to-day life. You may not see it in a short time. It may take a while. But just, if you could, maybe just draw or color that flower, what it looks like on a piece of paper, so you have that in front of you. And then as the days continue on, you're going to send out a thought. Your mind is going to send out a thought to the mind that I want to see this flower, and the spirit people will present that flower to you in the right time and space. It may be a week, it may be months, it may be a year, but just sending out the thought of that flower that you know they're going to bring that into your awareness, that special type of flower, at this perfect time. They leave you with that gift. So those are the two exercises I'm going to leave you with for now.